This is The Potion, written by the Shiny Wizard, read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars podfic rated as explicit, featuring the relationships Cody, Obi-Wan Kenobi, 212th Attack Battalion, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Fitters, Cody, Obi-Wan Kenobi, the 212th Attack Battalion, Waxer, Boyle, Longshot. It is tagged for smut, orgy, oral sex, intersex Obi-Wan Kenobi, Stejoni Obi-Wan Kenobi, intersex Stejoni. Plot, what plot? No chance, no way, he won't say he's in love. But he does. The Force doesn't work like that. But I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi. Top Cody. Vaginal sex. Gangbang. Emotions in the porn. Not rough at all. It was supposed to be. Inappropriate use of the Force. Summary. Obi-Wan likes to show his appreciation to the officers of the 212th. Sometimes the depth of his feelings shine through. Obi-Wan waved goodbye to Anakin, Ahsoka, and Rex as they left the negotiator. They had just finished a strenuous joint mission with them and were finally able to relax. Anakin, after much pressure, finished the paperwork on time. Everything had been turned into the council. It was one of the few times that Obi-Wan could take a breather. He walked out of the hangar, Cody at his side. A hand settled at the small of his back. Commander? Obi-Wan asked, glancing over his shoulder, brow raised.
We finished everything, General, Cody stated, eyes glinting mischievously.
Everything? Obi-Wan asked, a hint of a tease in the tone.
Yes, General, Waxer agreed, several paces behind Cody. Boyle nodded, walking next to Waxer.
Obi-Wan turned around and faced the men, using the Force to guide his steps. He tapped his chin.
Am I forgetting something, Cody?
You told General Skywalker that you were going to show us your appreciation later, Cody stated, dutiful as ever.
I did say that, didn't I? Obi-Wan nodded. Several of the men smirked as they nodded. They passed one of the smaller rec rooms near the front of the ship, and Obi-Wan paused.
Do you think that room will work?
It will do well, General, Cody said, lips twitching at the corners.
Wooly, would you please lock the door after everyone is inside?
Yes, General.
Wooly nodded. Obi-Wan entered the room, and his officers followed him inside. There were several beeps before a louder ding indicated the door was locked. The hand slid down to his ass and squeezed. A shudder ran through him. He took a deep breath and released the tension he had been holding. Inside this room, he had only one purpose, pleasing his men and showing them just how much he appreciated their skills
and talents.
Are you ready, Ciara?
Cody asked. Obi-Wan gave a shaky nod, excitement coursing through his veins. He turned around and went to his knees. He stared up at Cody, the view from there turning him on.
Would you like me to use the Force?
Obi-Wan asked. Once he had figured out how to release the catches with the Force, it turned into one of his favorite tricks. It was a quick way to get everyone out of their armor.
Yes, Ciara.
Cody nodded his head.
Yes, Commander, Obi-Wan said, nodding. He focused on the catches on the armor, and in one masterful move, which would have Anakin screaming in indignation about inappropriate use of the Force, Obi-Wan tugged, and the pieces of armor fell.
Cody let out a shaky breath. Obi-Wan leaned forward and pulled out Cody's half-hard cock, wrapping his lips around the familiar, thick length. He tongued the slit and hummed as Cody's fingers slid into his hair. The other officers circled them, watching Obi-Wan worship their commander, the one who carried the 212th. Without Cody, Obi-Wan didn't know what he would do.
How would you like it, my dear?
Obi-Wan asked. He licked along Cody's hot length, savoring the slightly bitter taste.
With you laying on the table, Ciara.
Cody whispered, his fingers carded through his hair. He fisted it and pulled Obi-Wan gently off him.
Waxer, Poyo, take off his clothes.
The two stepped forward and they pulled Obi-Wan to his feet. Waxer kissed with the boundless passion of an artist, while Poyle was the hard, steady earth. Together, the two managed to get him quickly undressed. They pressed him between them.
Please,
Obi-Wan whimpered, leaning into Waxer's kiss. Fingers pinched and played with his nipples while others stroked the insides of his thighs. They walked him towards the card table and lifted him into position before stepping away. Cody stepped forward, bare, naked, having removed his under armor while Waxer and Boyle focused on him. Cody's cock gleamed from Obi-Wan's spit. He ran two fingers through Obi-Wan's wet folds and grinned.
Have you been thinking about this, Ciara?
Cody smirked. Obi-Wan's cheeks flushed.
During the debrief, I couldn't stop thinking about the time you all fucked me over the war room table.
That was quite the victory that day, Gregor said, chuckling.
They had had an overwhelming, unexpected victory against the Separatists. It was almost like they were unprepared for them. Obi-Wan couldn't wait to show his appreciation. Once the debrief was over, he had dropped to his knees and showed them just how glad he was to have them at his back.
Say it, Ciara.
Please fuck me, Commander.
Obi-Wan groaned, arcing into Cody's touch. Two thick fingers pressed inside of him, and Obi-Wan arched his back as pleasure coursed through him. You are all so amazing. I can't do this without you. Obi-Wan gasped as the fingers rubbed over a spot that had him clenching. I need you. The fingers pulled out of him, and the head of Cody's cock slid through his folds, teasingly rubbing over his entrance. Our beautiful general. Yours, Obi-Wan said. He grasped the edge of the table to keep still while Cody pushed inside him. A beautiful devotion filled the force around them, and Obi-Wan sank into it, closing his eyes and reveling in the physical sensation of Cody taking him and the emotional warmth in the force. His glorious commander deserved everything. He was a good man put into a terrible situation. Obi-Wan would give him everything he could. Obi-Wan didn't own anything. His life belonged to the Republic. But if Cody asked, he would hand it to him. He could devote himself to Cody. Cody groaned, rocking into him at a controlled pace, one that had Cody's cock rubbing over the spot that always drove him wild. Please, my love, Obi-Wan whimpered, reaching out a hand. Cody clasped it and kissed the back of his hand. Fondness radiated in the force. Obi-Wan cried out. He raised his legs and wrapped them around Cody's hips. He clenched around the cock and keened as Cody took him. Cody cupped his cheek. His lips brushed over Obi-Wan's in a feather-light touch. Let us feel you, Ciara, please. Never one to deny Cody's requests, Obi-Wan lowered his shields. The depth of the men's emotions surrounded him, drowning him in their intensity. Obi-Wan moaned. I love you, he whispered, eyes squeezed shut, nails dragging down Cody's scalp. Please, I love you. We've got you, Ciara, Longshot said, drawing him into a kiss. It felt wrong to love them this deeply. He shouldn't give into his attachments so easily. But he couldn't hide from his men. Loving them had been easy, from their gentle, eager smiles to their steadfastness. They were loyal and true. He couldn't resist. They were the perfect trap for him. He only had to let himself go. And if Cody asked him, he would do it. He would do anything for them. Warmth spilled inside him, and another person took Cody's spot. Cody slid behind him, cradling him against his chest, while the others took their turns. We love you, Ciara, Cody whispered. The words, spoken so gently, felt like a blaster shot to his future. He couldn't see himself as a Jedi much longer. As long as he had their love, though, he knew that everything would be all right. The end. Thank you for listening.